As mentioned in the September 12th segment of Daily Bread, our focus is going to consider the subject of the destructiveness of a lack of knowledge. Jehovah has given us the Bible to instruct, correct, and reprove us. This is one of the purposes the Bible was given. And, as was stated by the prophet Isaiah regarding the words of Jehovah, saying, "For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, and giveth seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." Isaiah 55:10-11. In order for God's word to do so in your life, you must not reject it. As the prophet Hosea warned, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God." Hosea 4:6. With such a solemn warning, let us consider the destructiveness of a lack of knowledge. When Hosea wrote concerning Jehovah's controversy with Israel, he said, "Israel is swallowed up. Now are they among the nations as a vessel wherein none delighteth. For they are gone up to Assyria, like a wild donkey alone by himself. Ephraim hath hired lovers. Yea, though they hire among the nations, now will I gather them. And they began to be diminished by reason of the burden of the king of princes. Because Ephraim hath multiplied altars for sinning, altars have been unto him for sinning. I wrote for him the 10,000 things of my law, but they are counted as a strange thing." Hosea 8:8-12. God gave Israel a means of obtaining knowledge, and they refused. Though Israel had cast off that which was good, verse 3, "Nonetheless, they shall cry unto me, my God, we Israel know thee." Verse 2. This concept of claiming one thing and doing another is not uncommon to mankind. Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy by thy name, and by thy name cast out demons, and by thy name do many mighty works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Matthew 7:21-23. So it was that Israel has cast off that which is good. As a result, the enemy shall pursue him. But there is hope. Jehovah said, "I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me diligently." To which those under the chastening hand of Jehovah were brought to their senses as they looked to better days, saying, "Come, and let us return unto Jehovah, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. On the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live before him. And let us know, let us follow on to know Jehovah. His going forth is sure as the morning, and he will come unto us as the rain, as the latter rain that watereth the earth." Hosea 6:1-3. If you have fallen into the same path as did Israel, if you have cast off that which is good, and, as the Apostle Paul said, refused to have God in your knowledge, remember that the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19:10. And also, remember the words of the Lord Almighty, saying, "Come ye out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be to you a father, and ye shall be to me sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 6:17-18. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Peter saying, "Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom withstand steadfast in your faith." 1 Peter 5:8-9.